Second quarter financial reports available on third congressional district candidates. Challengers battle to catch up with incumbent Jamie Herrera Butler's war chest. By Ken Vance, editor, Clark County Today. Challengers to Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler in the race for the U.S. House of Representatives seat in the 3rd Congressional District continue to face the challenge of raising enough funds to use in their effort to unseat the incumbent. Herrera Butler, a Republican from Battleground, has raised a total of just over $1.2 million as of June 30, the end of the second quarter, according to totals provided by the Federal Election Commission. The Congresswoman has just over $1 million in cash on hand. Of the Republican challengers in the race, Joe Kent is leading the pack with $635,623 in funds raised and $512,150 cash on hand. Heidi St. John has raised $279,570 and has $221,780 cash on hand. Wadi Yakower has raised $36,418 and has $15,356 cash on hand. The Democrats in the race include Brent Henrich, $11,818 raised, $3,958 cash on hand, and Lucy Lauser, $314 raised, $160 cash on hand. Both have yet to raise a substantial amount of funds. In a news release on the second quarter financial report, Kent's staff pointed out that he raised $366,000 from April through June, second quarter, of this year. Kent raised more money from individuals than all Republican candidates combined, including the incumbent Congresswoman, Kent's news release stated. Unlike Herrera Butler, Kent's contributions came from hardworking Americans, while Herrera Butler is reliant on corporate PACs for more than half of her money raised. Kent has $512,000 in the bank, nearly $300,000 more than the nearest competitor to Herrera Butler. The success of this campaign is due to the hundreds of local volunteers, over 50 public events held all over the district, conservative media attention from around the country, and donations from patriotic Americans, Kent's news release stated. We look forward to another successful financial quarter in 3 months' time. A news release from St. John pointed out that the candidate raised $145,000 in the second quarter after raising $130,000 in the first quarter. This strong fundraising result reflects the appeal of the St. John candidacy among a community. She has served faithfully for nearly two decades, raising her family, building three businesses and advocating tirelessly for her fellow Washingtonians, stated a news release from the St. John campaign. One of the surest methods to measure the electability of a candidate is through individual donations. Each individual donation represents more than a passing commitment to work and vote to elect that candidate. St. John also commented on the second quarter fundraising. I am honored and grateful that my message of country, family and traditional values is resonating with so many voters in the 3rd Congressional District of Washington and America. First supporters throughout our nation, St. John stated. This is not just my fight. This is everyone's fight, and every donation brings us closer to our goal of reclaiming our nation, our state, and our community from those who seek to destroy all we hold dear.